GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show, bringing the computer geeks back on the radio. And we'll never get their first name wrong. From Chris Downs' computer room, Chris Downs, welcome back to GHRT.
Good morning.
And Chris Quimby from Midcoast iPhone Repair. Welcome back to you, Chris.
Hi.
Chris and Chris, you got a question about your computer, maybe your smartphone.
Or your cockatoo.
Oh, wait, no, that's the veterinarian. He was on yesterday. Today, it's Chris and Chris, the computer geeks. You got a question? Good. Dial it in, 1-800-966-1039. 1-800-966-1039. You can send your text message into the aforementioned Maine Technology Group text line at 601-207-GHRT. Or an email into our McLaughlin Seafood inbox.
You've got mail.
That'd be swell. WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Chris Downs, thank you for repairing my iWatch.
You're welcome.
Was it exactly what you said and predicted it would be?
Yeah, the battery had puffed up and lifted up your screen.
Funny how that happened. I guess it's happened to a couple of people. And George, just wanted you to be the witness to this. It was a cash transaction. Hold up the envelope. He handed me an invoice. I handed him cash money in an envelope, okay?
Your wife signed the check?
Before you... No. George,
I see it.
Cash money. Cash.
You paid him cash? That's the first time I've ever seen your wallet open.
I haven't actually looked in the envelope yet.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. It's actual money.
George opens his wallet and a moth flies out. Are you kidding me? So, thank you. I'm glad to have it back on. Do you ever do anything with iWatches, Chris Quimby? Do you ever have someone come up to you and say, hey, help with this?
Yeah, I have. And I generally don't like to tackle things unless I have a little experience with them. So,
you call Chris now.
Chris, yeah, right. Well, Chris and I were just talking about this because I've turned away some Apple Watch work because I haven't worked on one yet. Mm-hmm. We always like the first time we work on something, it's great if it's completely smashed and it's really low risk while we get comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had a completely smashed iWatch, Apple Watch, but I'm going to have to just, you know, it's funny. We do what we do and people might think that we're just experts and it's intimidating to work on what we work on. You want to make sure you can do it and do it well before you do it.
You
and Chris
that,
Downs does everything well.
Yeah. Oh, well, there.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go that far.
I'm just flattering you.
Do you have to have tiny little tools?
Oh, yeah.
Like jewelers have?
We work on magnet mats. We don't sit on them, but we put the screws on them. It's really easy to lose the... Somebody did an article on my business once, and they said they looked like wood ticks, all the small screws that you take out of there. But magnetic screwdrivers, magnetic mats... And yeah, it's all very tiny. You have to have good eyesight, or Chris Downs looks like a cyborg when he works on a lot of his stuff because he has this whole, like a jeweler's mask that he puts on with lights on it.
Because I'm an old man. Weak eyes.
You said that, not me.
Do you ever see any messages inside? I remember in television when everything came
back in the day?
Back in the day.
I remember it like it was just
And a new camera came in, and the engineers were all laughing inside the camera from... I won't say what country. It starts with a J. And hey, somebody had written a little message to Americans inside.
What, really?
Yeah. Huh. It was like etched into the thing. Do you ever find most of these things are built where?
Well, I have a story. I don't want to betray my customers' confidentiality, so I won't list names. And I don't want people to think that I'm going to report everything that happens with their phones. But on statewide radio, let me just say that oftentimes you can kind of tell what kind of vocations people are in. Like if you see all kinds of gummy junk within their charger port, you know they're probably manual laborers. Uh-huh. Sometimes with woodworkers, you open their phone and you can see some fine wood dust in there, sawdust and whatnot. But I had a gentleman when I was doing this on the road once. I showed up to his house. He was really calm. I'm totally cool. Yeah, man, you can work on my phone. It's all good. I got in the phone and he had big chunks gone. It was that damaged. I opened it up and there was marijuana inside the phone.
What he called little,
you? It was either that or basil. I'm not like, but there was some sort of.
Your first tip when he called you dude.
Well, all I'm saying is
or when he called
not a judgment, just an observation. So,
do you ever encounter Chris Downs in your computer room? Do you ever encounter something? Can you tell the vocation of your customer just by looking sometimes at the what they bring?
Oh yeah, you'll see salt damage from. I get a lot of lobstermen, and you can tell their phone's been around water, a lot of sawdust, a lot of dirt. Probably the most memorable one I found, a previous technician had been inside a phone once, and there was actually gum holding something together inside the phone.
Gum.
Oh, or heavy smokers with the fans on the PCs,
yeah.
Right? You can that stuff collects in there. Wow.
I've got one computer customer, they're sheep farmers, and the inside of their computer literally will have a wool blanket inside it because computers are basically little vacuum cleaners running all the time.
You guys, you got text messages now coming into us in the MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. This is for both of you. This is from an iPhone 8 user here. I just downloaded the iOS 12. Anything new about it? Do you like it? I haven't seen many changes myself.
Oh, goodness. Hey, I'm all prepped for that. Is that a serious question? Because I was just on ABI talking about some of my favorite iOS updates. So I'll just name a few of them. One thing is, it's purported that that's supposed to, as compared to past iOS updates with concerns that they make the phones go slowly, this actually is supposed to pick up the speed of your phone. I have found that personally to be the case. My phone works much faster. My wife has not, but anyway, but that's one possibility. Another thing is that I enjoy, and I did this before I sat down here today, if you use Do Not Disturb to block all phone calls and texts while you're in church or in school or something, and like I would want to do here, you can swipe up from the bottom to the control center to get that little half moon there. And if you click on that, that puts it on Do Not Disturb. Now, if you hold on that icon, it gives you some additional options. Like, really? For example, to put it on Do Not Disturb for just an hour or until you leave this location, which is what I've got it on for here. So automatically it will come back off that when I leave the studio. If I ever do, if you guys don't chain me up down in the basement or something like
that. Look at that. For an hour, until this evening, until I leave this location, until the end of an event that's on your calendar.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed to have also just a few other things. Enhanced battery statistics. If you go under your general, your settings, it'll tell you more information about which apps are using the most of your battery and which times of day you're using more of your battery. And also a screen time regulator for you if there's certain apps or times a day that you don't want to be so much on certain apps. It's kind of self-regulating because you could always go turn it off, but it's a little bit of help. So that's just a few things. But if you look on YouTube, there are videos where people go through a lot of the different... I think it's a good update. I don't think it's just a superfluous change. I think there are some things that could actually help people out.
Mm-hmm. This question comes in for either of you, either Chris Downs from Chris Downs Computer Room or Chris Quimby from Midcoast iPhone Repair. My phone needs the battery replaced, but it's also having problems with the touch screen randomly. Could this be caused by its limited performance due to the battery?
Well, it could be very similar to what you had with your watch. Yeah. The battery could be swollen up inside, pushing up against the back of the screen. I see that a lot. They didn't say what brand of phone it was, did they?
No, I don't see what kind of.
Well, I've seen it with Galaxies and iPhones.
No, it is an iPhone, they say.
Yep. It could very well be replacing the battery will fix both situations.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, for example, Chris is in Brewer and I'm in Belfast. We both carry batteries for most models in stock, and it's a relatively low-priced and quick repair to get that battery replaced. That doesn't necessarily mean a battery replacement will mitigate the screen issues in that, because damage may have already been done, but those can be replaced as well.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about some of the... a person mentioned the iOS 12, and we talked about it before we came on the air. George, you've got a Galaxy?
No, I haven't.
What do you have
for LG 7 Android.
Okay. Because so this update that iPhone users are enjoying, you might not have right now, but it's got a new app called Measure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to play with that one.
And for those that don't know, you look at it and it uses, what is that term where it puts you where you are and uses your camera, and then you can place a point electronically on a surface, draw your phone over, place a second point, and it will measure it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How accurate has it worked for you guys that have tried it so far?
Well, I saw a video on YouTube which introduced it to me, and it said that it's kind of fun to play around with, but you probably wouldn't want to build a house with those measurements. I don't know how much fun people have measuring things. I guess that probably is something you want to try.
It's a fun game, I suppose.
Yay, 13 and a half inches. But everything I've measured so far has not been out of a need to measure it. I just wanted to test out that feature. I've never seen it do anything more than either rounding to the half inch or have everything that I've measured be within the half inch. So definitely, I don't think you'd want it for precise measurement. So how would that be helpful? I'm asking sincerely.
Well, they're running out of ideas.
Well, it could be gimmicky.
They're trying to gimmick phones up to grab you with stuff. Yeah, Chris, You, Chris. Chris Downs. Well,
I could see it being handy for someone like a realtor who wants to be able to walk into a room and give you square footage.
There you go. Sure.
Yeah,
there you go.
I wouldn't use it for exact measurements on a cabinet project I'm building, but for rough measurements, I bet it would be okay.
Yeah, this person writes to us, what about if you're a contractor estimating a job? It gives you a rough estimate. That just might be the trick. Augmented reality, is that the term that I was looking for, where they use your phone to put you... They do it with Pokemon, by the way. You can be where you are, and suddenly a little Pokemon will jump in front of you, and then you got to try to catch it.
The fact that it's superimposed on the screen where you can make the points and all that,
So this person writes to us, it is great for estimating. Okay.
Yeah.
Nicholas writes to us, is there any reason to upgrade from my iPhone 7? I still think it may be the best iPhone ever made. Chris, any insight for Nicholas and Parkman that writes to us?
Maybe we'll disagree on this, but I'm always on a slow adopter. Mm-hmm. I think the 7 is a very good phone. My wife needed a new phone. We got her a 7 Plus when we could have got an 8 or a 10. Mm-hmm. I'm still using a 6S, so I may be the wrong guy to ask.
Yeah, I actually downgraded myself from a 7 Plus to a 6S. I was excited because I thought, ooh, bigger is better. I'm moving up in the world. I'm going to go from my 6 to a 7 Plus. Mm-hmm. Got a good deal off a customer. I missed being able to easily fit the phone in my pocket. So I sacrificed the larger screen to go back down to a 6S, slimming it down in the 6S area with Chris Downs. I am very happy that I moved back down. My advice to customers would be, don't worry about what other people think. If you're happy with your phone, the way that it works right now, don't make yourself discontent. Stay with it. It's always cheaper too. I tell people when they're upgrading phones, stay a couple models behind the newest
one. Let the bugs get out.
That, plus if you do need to get it repaired, the repairs are generally much more affordable than with the newer phones that come out. And why move up? And there's plenty of things in life that you want the newest and the best of. If you don't need that with your phone, why bother?
I've got a new iPad. Is it going to help me?
Is it going to help you with what? You've got a new iPad?
Yeah, it's right there on the floor.
Okay. Well, what about it?
Does it do anything new? Did they upgrade it?
So is the iOS 12, does that work on George's iPad?
Let's back up a little bit, and then I'll get to your question. With iOS 12, it is compatible with iPhones all the way from iPhone 5S up to all the new ones, and with iPads from the iPad Air, I think the iPad Mini 2 and all the subsequent minis from there. So it is useful for a lot of different types of phones. I usually don't encourage people to get the newest iPads if it's like the iPad Pros and stuff, just because the repair expenses are high due to the way that Apple designed those, and I won't get into that. But if you've got like an iPad Air, what do they call it, 2000, an iPad 5 or an iPad 6, I think they call it, then no, I don't think it's going to offer you too many tricks outside of what we were talking off air. Sometimes with this measuring app, you almost wonder like if they jumped the shark and they just put a lot of gimmicky things in there that aren't necessarily practical, but they're kind of cool.
Yeah, it just looks like an iPad to me, really.
This person writes to us, I still use my Galaxy 5. I love it because the developer app allowed me to shut off all of the bloatware that's installed. I'd never heard the term bloatware before.
Computers come with bloatware. iPhones don't so much, but...
On a computer, what would be Chris Downs' computer room? What's an example of bloatware on a computer?
Well, you know, if it's an HP, for example, not to pick on them, but you're going to have all kinds of HP programs. You know, the HP... You know, system monitor, all these things that I usually clean those off. I'm setting up a new computer for you.
Funny you would say that.
I spend as much time removing things as I do adding things.
This is the HP laptop that I've been using.
Yeah.
And last Tuesday, I had to drive to Aroostook County. Someone else drove. I was going to work on my HP laptop in the car, open it up, and it crashed. And it said, I need to shut down. So I had to restart. I restarted the whole thing. And now I got apps on here that I've never seen before.
Yeah, an update.
Mm-hmm. And that's bloatware, apparently.
Yep. Sounds like it.
GHRT Rewinds. Brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.